Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Is that, I got some kind of message about experience?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jeremy Oliver. I'm from Consumer
Excuse me, did you
Protection
just say
Department of
ma'am?
West. Ma'am, I'm saying ma'am. My name is
Yeah,
Jeremy
I'm a
Oliver.
sir.
I'm Jeremy Oliver. I was calling you before. Right now, you're talking with the Consumer Protection Department. The reason why I was calling you before because we just received a notification from Chase Bank. They received a brand new credit card application which is submitted under your information but from Dallas, Texas, from different state. So we just want to make sure from your side, are you the one who applied for any credit card from different state?
No, I didn't.
All right, and can you tell me on this recorded line, did you recently lost your any single information like your wallet or your driver's license in the past?
I don't believe so.
All right, because it seems like when someone is trying to apply for any credit card under your information without your permission, that's been somehow your information has been compromised and you are the victim of identity theft. But you don't need to worry about anything because right now you're talking with the Consumer Protection Department of Experience. We are the one who maintain your credit report each month. We are the one who maintain your credit score as well. So we have authority to cancel this false card application and protect all of your information, all right?
Oh, wow, thank you.
Right. So I can do one thing for you. I'm simply go ahead and get you connected to my senior supervisor. They will explain to each and everything and they will protect all of your information as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for holding the line. This is David Martin from Consumer Protection Department. How are you doing today?
Well, not so good, 'cause somebody is identity thefting me.
Yes, someone is misusing your social and applying a new credit card. Since it is coming out of the state, that's why he has put a hold. Now, I see. Okay. You are a victim of identity theft, and you are not only a victim of identity theft, there are discrepancies on your credit card as well. I see you are a
Oh my
multiple credit card
goodness.
holder. Don't worry, ma'am, I'm gonna fix that issue. You have multiple
Well,
other
how did
cards.
you get
You
that
have Visa.
information just from my phone number? I didn't give any of my information to the young gentleman that I just talked to.
Because the person you were talking to, he has transferred your call to the Consumer Protection Department. We are affiliated with Credit Bureau Experian. Have you heard about the Experian, ma'am?
Well, he said that you were his like senior supervisor or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm the senior supervisor from
Okay.
Experian.
So that's how you got all my
Now,
information, and that's how you know I'm a multiple credit card holder then?
yes, you have Visa, you have Master. You have to tell me right now which card you are using the most, on which card you carry the major balance.
I actually only have a debit card.
Debit card?
Yeah.
Okay. Besides this debit card, do you have any Visa, any Master credit card?
Oh, beside the debit card. Yeah, I have about 14 credit cards, I think.
14 credit cards, and in which credit card you
Yeah,
carry the
yes.
major balance? On which credit card you carry the major balance?
The major ballot?
Yes.
I would say probably my MasterCard.
Your MasterCard. I'm going to pull out the recent billing statements for you, for your MasterCard. I will see how much do you owe, the last payment, and the due date. Can you grab the card and verify me the expiration date, the month, and the year when the card expired?
Yeah, let me go grab that.
All right.
Okay, you still there, sir? Or did you abandon me? Okay. Thank goodness. Yeah, it's the expiration date is 5/2029.
5/2029, I got you. And the card number?
Why do you need the card number?
So I can punch and find my database and I will come up with everything the instrument is written. I'll let you know the balance, the last payment, and the due payment. Verify the card number.
Oh. I thought that you already had my information, like, since you're the senior supervisor.
I have it.
Oh, okay, great.
This is
okay. Well, then I don't have to give it to you then, because...
You just have to re-verify. You don't have to give me the card number. You are just re-verifying the information, so I can punch your info in the database, and I will come up.
Gotcha. Okay, well, in that case, I'll give you the last four as verification.
No,
the last four of the card number are 3, 2, 3, 5.
You have to give me the complete card number, starting with digit 5. Okay?
Oh, that doesn't match my card. The first digit isn't 5.
Your card doesn't start with 5?
No.
I'm going to slap on your face. MasterCard starts with digit 5. If you are pretending to be
Excuse me?
So have some information, yes. You cannot play with a security
card. Oh, that was the wrong card. Hang on. Might go find the other one.
Now you will find another one. Okay, I will wait for you. Go.
Okay, are you ready?
I am ready, ma'am. I'm ready for you. Just for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So, I have to give you the full credit card number, though?
Yes, ma'am. You have to give me full credit card number.
The most places that I, have to verify, it only asks me for the last four. Because they already have my information, so if they can just check the last four, then...
16-digit, baby. You have to give me your complete card number, baby.
Oh!
Go, verify the card number.
Fine.
I'm waiting for your credit card.
Do you think I can get your personal number?
You can get my personal number. Write down my personal number.
Okay. What is it?
It's 508.
Okay.
4344. 4444. Your mother is a whore.
Excuse me?
That's my number.
I mean... Yeah, but...
Yes, baby.
That doesn't seem like a very realistic phone number. It ends in... 6-4.
I'm going to give you my...
Yeah, I don't think that's real.
Okay, take my another number. It's 1-508-433. 4444, fuck you more.
Excuse me. I don't like that kind of language, sir.
Man, that's my phone number. What can I do?
But you used words after the phone number, dummy.
Baby. This is my phone
don't
number.
Call me baby call anymore. Me. We're done.
Ma'am, when I give respect to anyone, I say baby.
Does it make you feel like a man stealing money from people?
I feel proud of it. It's my job.
You feel proud?
And I, yes. And I do party every week from that money.
You party every week?
Every
good
week.
For you.
Now, sometimes it's after 2 days or 3 days, I do party. I steal money from you and I
okay.
do party. I enjoy a lot.
Gotcha.
I
well, you're
happy.
Not going to steal any money from me because I'm smart, but...
I am. No,
I mean...
I'm by keeping you on the line. I'm hanging
out. Oh, okay. Well, here's my card number if you want it.
Don't give me. I have. I'm just... By keeping you on the line, I'm hacking your information. 95% is done.
Oh, my goodness.
And you will be hacked. Yes. Checking account, debit card. I'm just hacking your information. After...
Hey, I have a question. Do you want to hear my real voice?
I am watching you from webcam, from satellite, baby. You're shocked.
You're watching me from my webcam?
Yes, idiot. Monkey.
I'm not a monkey.
I can tell you, yes. I have used this voice changer so many times.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called voice changer.
The voice changer is called voice changer? I don't think you're very smart, dude. So, how do you like my real voice now that I've revealed it to you?
I don't like it. That's why.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Well, here's my card number. You ready?
Yes.